echoing a lot of things that are going on in our lives and in our hearts, and maybe many people having different situations, circumstances, maybe uncertainty in certain areas. God truly is with us, and if we think about our lives, if you think about the people that we read in the scriptures, you know, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Joseph, Jacob, Isaac, all these guys, all these wonderful believers, all the way through the scriptures, you know, they had their peaks and they had their valley times. You know, and Jason mentioned Psalms, you know, though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. But a lot of people, even though they may go through that valley of the shadow of death, camp out in the valley of the shadow of death. We don't want to pitch no tents in the valley of the shadow of death, guys. But we keep moving and we keep believing when we're in situations. And it's all designed to get your attention and your eyes off the Father and onto the circumstances, onto the situation. Also, well-meaning religious people can come out with their doctrines and what they think the scriptures are saying, or what they think God is saying. And it's very close to the truth, but it's not the truth. And so another thing to distract you from doing what God's called you. Many of us on here, God has been showing you things to do, but you've allowed, or may have allowed, situations, circumstances, or people, or other believers to distract you from doing what God wants you to do, and to be connected where God wants you to be connected. Because God's a God of order, guys. He's not the God of confusion. He's a God of peace, and all the churches of all the saints. And when our eyes are single, and when it's focused on God, we will know our purpose. And you know if you know your purpose, because you'll be blessed in your purpose. You'll be getting up in the morning with that enthusiasm, regardless of the circumstances, of the situations, because you've got your focus. You've got your purpose. Paul, the Apostle Paul, knew his purpose. He didn't know his purpose when he was persecuting the church, when he was hindering the things of God, until he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, he heard that voice, and Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you persecute. You know, sometimes we may think that we are doing the right thing before God, or we're doing the will of God, and we just may not be. And that's why it's important that we have a living relationship with God, that we do have an understanding of the scripture, that we do have people that we're accountable to. We're accountable to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we're ministering amongst people, when we're with people, especially as leaders, you know, you need to have someone to be accountable to. Timothy was accountable to God and the Lord Jesus Christ, but he was also accountable to Paul, because Paul was encouraging him, mentoring him, building him up and working with him. So otherwise, people are just left to do their own thing. Even though we can all move with God, we can all look to God, we can all do those things, it's so easy to be tricked out. It's so easy to think that we're doing what God wants us to do and we're actually not. And that's why, you know, God has given us Holy Spirit. He can show you by that Holy Spirit within you, by a, you know, whether it's a funny feeling in your heart or an uncertainty. But when you're moving in faith and when you're walking in love, you are certain. And you know that you know that you know that you are moving in the right direction. You can also have people screaming in your ears that you're not moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Now, who are you going to obey? God or man? Who are you going to obey? God or your minister? Your minister could be off. He could be wrong. And that's why we have a living relationship with God. We got the Holy Spirit. We got scriptures. And God has covered everything. And when we just put him first, when we keep him first, if we're really walking in the love of God, then we will be doing what God wants us to do, according to our understanding. And the scriptures also say, when we go to the left or to the right, we hear a word behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. We cannot go wrong. When I'm driving in my car, I got my sat nav on to take me somewhere. Like we was going to the Indian embassy yesterday to put my application in person with the passport, so they could put the visa in my passport. Obviously that takes some days, so I'm waiting for that to come back. We put the postcode from our house to the center of where we had to go. Now, when we made a detour, when we got off of where we were following, which we did once, actually, it rerouted us and told us to turn around and to come back, right? We got Holy Spirit, guys. You know, we got the living God working in us, and we just need to be in tune. When we're not in tune is when we are distracted from the things in this world. And, you know, and sometimes things can become heavy. But it does say, you know, that we're not to be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. You know, and I know many wonderful believers, they begin to walk with God. They may not have experienced God in certain areas, and they begin to practice to do the things of God. And then as soon as the first hurdle comes up, they give up. So they're never consistent in what God wants them to do, in being faithful in something, because something always hinders them before they can become consistent in that. And so they don't reap the blessings. And also, they're not staying faithful when the times seem to be uncertain. So Jason mentioned about finances. There was a time when I very first began that I used to give to God. I used to honour God. I believe what the scriptures say. But when a situation would come up, I think, well, I can't do it this week or this month. It used to be weekly when I began. I can't do it this week because I got this to pay out, got that to pay out, and oh my God, I just can't afford it. It's a lie. Okay, and so I began well, and then I get diverted. I'll come off route. And then it's like starting all over again, you know. And so, but God wants us to become faithful in the things that we're doing. He wants us to be consistent. Kim lovingly taught last year about being persistent and consistent. God wants us to be persistent and consistent in the practical areas of our walk with Him, not to just do our own thing. You know, the scriptures really do show us also how to believe God, how to, you know, trust Him with all our heart, lean not unto our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him. We may have overseers, leaders, teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, but we're still all responsible to listen to the voice of God and to do what we understand to do and we know what's right to do. If you want to abound in blessings, you have to be faithful in all areas of your understanding when you're walking with the Father. It's like, you know, we know that we pray to God for the things that we need. We don't go running to people for the things that we need. We may share with someone our need and ask them to stand with us in faith. But we're ultimately responsible to believe God and to go to Him. If we need help with our faith, you know, we get where we can hear words from God that will edify us and encourage us. If we're leading people, we're responsible when we're leading people. We got to give people the right direction, the sound doctrine, which will help them to be fruitful in their own walk. We first become fruitful as we rise to the understanding of what God has given us, and we begin to walk in that. It starts with us. Growth starts with you. And then, as you continue, you start to manifest growth outside of you. So God opens the doors. He sends you the laborers. You speak forth that word boldly. And the scriptures, we know that Jesus said, you pray to the Lord of the harvest. If we want to see outreach, we pray to the Lord of the harvest. We're not to do that in our own strength. We go about our daily living. And as the doors open, then we speak forth boldly. Peter and John on their way to the temple to pray. On their way, they seen people begging. There was probably loads of people begging. And then God just opened the door for them. They received revelation from God that this man had faith to be healed. And the guy got healed. And then there was 5,000 added to the church, right? So when we're moving with God, see, our walk today is a walk by the Spirit. It's not a walk by the letter of the law. It's doing the things that we understand to do that is addressed to us, but it's also doing what God is showing us to do on a daily basis. And I'm really, really learning this. And I realise when I start getting, when I've looked back in a positive sense at my walk, I realise every point that I got where I'm starting to see success, someone will come in with a doctrine saying, this is wrong. Oh, you haven't got that right. Now, who am I going to obey, them or God? Or am I going to continue to do the things that I know produce fruit for me and that bring me results? Or am I going to take notes of someone else, you know? And no one else has really got a right to tell you this is wrong, that's wrong. If you're really off the understanding, then yes, you listen. And if you're humble, you're seer, and you're moving it, and you'll be fruitful in it. But there's so many doctrine, guys, even amongst all the believers we know. I go on Facebook, and I see so many different angles and teachings. And I'm like, wow, where is this going? So God showed me, look, you focus on what I've given you to do, and you encourage the people I put before you. And if they don't want to receive it, they can go somewhere else. But you stay boldly declaring what I'm working in your heart, and you do it with love, you do it to edify, you do it to encourage, and you do it to connect them to me, the one true God. If we're not teaching what needs to be taught, people will never rise up in those areas to see success in those areas, to see that God's faithful to his word and his promises in those areas. And, you know, it's so easy to get a religious mindset, guys. It's so easy. I've had it myself, you know. But we got to stop listening to people and start listening to God and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Jesus always done the Father's will. He was always challenged as well. But he always did what the Father showed him to do. He knew the scriptures. Okay, he knew the scriptures. He was taught them. And he was wise. When he began his ministry, how many times did he go and take scrolls with him? He done what the Father gave him to do. He said, the words I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life. Are the words I'm speaking to you, are they spirit or life? Or are they just words from Lawrence? Oh, it's Lawrence again speaking. Or it's Pedro again speaking. Or it's just Anna again speaking. God is a living God. And he's working in all of us. And we got to get rid of the traditions that have held us and kept us bound. What area in your life, may I ask? And this is a personal question to yourself that you don't have to answer me or anyone else. What areas haven't you seen fruit in your life that you've been disappointed in, that you wanted to see things happen, but you haven't? And you're doing the same things that you think that you should do, but there's still no fruit coming from it. That shows me, or it should show you and me, if we're still doing the same thing in an area and not getting results, we may be doing something wrong. We may have a misunderstanding. So in the world, what do people do if they have a problem? They go to someone that knows how to fix the problem. If something's wrong with my car, what do I do? Can you mute your mic, Maria, please? Thank you, love. What do? I go to a car mechanic, right? And the car mechanic is an expert, and he has to quickly find that problem. So when we got a problem in an area, when we're not seeing growth in an area, go to someone that's having growth in that area. Go to someone that is experiencing fruit and growth in that area. And so this is just like practical things that you can do. Nicodemus, what did he do? He came by night to seek out Jesus Christ, to find the way. And we know that Nicodemus was still involved in Jesus Christ's life towards the end, you know, especially at his burial. So Jesus Christ had a great impact on this individual. And I've worked with so many people, believe me. And then they go off on YouTube, or they go to another ministry, and they hear something that contradicts something I said. And then because this ministry or minister is very well famous, it's disregarded what was I've been sharing with them. You may experience this yourself. So people need to know where they're learning from, where they're being fed from, and where they're being encouraged from. It's decent and in order, guys. Now, it doesn't mean to say we can't fellowship with other people, but you need to know who is feeding you, who is a mentor to you, who is encouraging you. I know Timothy knew who was encouraging him. And Paul encouraged not just Timothy, but Titus and other guys, right? Silas, all these guys that were hanging about with him, fellowshipping with him. And the other thing is, we are designed to fellowship. God doesn't want you isolated away, even in your own country. Well, you're from England and I'm from Timbuktu, right? We don't need to worry about you. We are the body of Christ. And you can be of a service to me, and I can be of a service to you. And we should be able to walk together in the one body that we've been called. Whether we are divided by a country, doesn't matter. We're one body. There's only one body, one Lord, one hope, one faith, one baptism. You know, and I believe God is really going to bring the people with heart and humbleness that really want to do the things to him together this year. And the other ones that want to play religious, thinking, you know, that there's something special, or they got some supernatural knowledge over someone else, or they got some this, or they got that, or their ministry is all nicely tied, they got a nice routine. Listen, God's going to blow on it. He really is. You mark my words, this is going to be recorded so you can go back and listen to it. God is a God of order, and he will have his way. And he wants us all to be blessed. He wants us all to be of one mind, one heart. He wants us to speak the same thing. Now, I'm not turning to a lot of scriptures, but a lot of my word is word-orientated, scriptures-orientated. You can hear the scriptures from what I'm saying, right? If not, speak up and tell me you can't. But Jesus Christ said, if we continue in the truth, then it's the truth that makes us free. And what is makes it kind of like a disrespectful to God is all these people arguing over doctrine. Oh, this is right, that's right, you've got to, you know, well, I was taught by such and such, so this is how it's got to be. Listen, prove the word in your life. If you're doing what God is showing you to do, there will be fruit. It starts in your own personal life, that fruit, that growth, that understanding, that recognition with God, that he's your source, you have a relationship going with him, and then you're also having an influence on other people's hearts and lives. Jason, again, he mentioned giving, about giving. And it's always been a big topic in Jason's heart. And also mine too, because I wanted to understand this and have it right. Because, you know, we've seen TV ministries, you know, saying, if you send me $1,000, I'll send you my holy pants. You know, the holy water and holy pants. And, you know, you'll be blessed to have my wife's holy bra or whatever. You know, that's not right heart. That's not right heart, okay? But, you know, the scriptures show you that you honor God where you're being fed and where you're being blessed. The scriptures also show us from what Jesus Christ spoke in Luke 16, that the least faith, the least area that you use your faith is in your finances. And people begin in this area. They begin to give, or they make a declaration, oh, we want to give to you. And I've seen this so many times, but they forget. They may be saying one thing to me and not doing it, but they're lying to God. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. Don't rob God and give where you're being fed. He may not be being fed it, but if you are, then give. This is the right thing that I'm teaching. I'm not begging you for your money, because God is my source. God has resources that he uses, but God is my source, and he will use the resources to get what I need, which he's proven time and time and time and time again to me. But the point is, you've got to remember, that's for your blessing. That giving is for your blessing. It's your worship and honouring God, and thanks to him. So I believe God really wants people to be clear in these areas. Areas of finance, areas of fellowship, areas of who you're being connected to, areas of where you're learning and growing. It's very important. And put what you're learning to the test. Now, you can go over what I've shared when I put it on the website, along with Kim's teaching and the other sharings. And then you'll see, if you're humble and you listen, you'll see the scriptures in what I've been saying. Okay, this is, I'm just speaking it practically as God's working in my heart. And I didn't plan to say any of what I've said, by the way. Okay, I've just been inspired through the other sharings and what's gone on tonight. And I know that this fellowship God has entrusted us with to be a blessing to people. But I also take it very seriously that I got to feed God's people the right thing, the right encouragement, to direct people to go directly to God, that they can move with God, and that they put their expectations on him. But God is, again, a God of order, and he wants you blessed. And as we practice what God shows us in the church epistles, and the things that we know that work, and we just faithfully do them, you know, then when we're faithful, we start to see the fruit of that faithfulness. We start to see that God is good on his word. we start to see that he will come through in each and every situation for our lives. Again, I'm pretty direct in how I share. This is how God works in me. So this might be an encouragement to some, might be a reproof to some, it might be a correction to some, but you take it however it hits your heart. Really go for it. Go for God. Really go for God. Really just know where you stand. Look at where, who you've been fellowshipping with. What results have you got in your life through that fellowship? How much have you been encouraged? Look where you're being blessed and where you're being fruitful and where you're being encouraged and where you're being challenged to grow. Because God challenges all of us to grow because he wants us to have the best. He wants us to really see that he's God. And it's our faith that puts God to work. He's a faith God. And, you know, Paul was very bold in the things that he declared. So was Peter. So were the other apostles. So was our Lord Jesus Christ. And a lot of people didn't like the things they had to say. That's why they were persecuted. They had their peaks and valleys. We have our peaks and valleys too. But God is a mighty deliverer. God is faithful. When we listen to God, just like Joshua did when God says, now rise and go. Obey what I'm showing you to do. Every place where you put your foot is yours.
Yeah.
God worked with Joshua's faith, and God is working with your faith right now. And you're not a lone ranger. You know, we're not lone rangers. We're not just do our own thing. We're led by the Spirit of God, and God is a God of order. He's not the God of confusion. If we're all doing what God says, we'll all be moving together. Simple as that. So why division? Because someone wants to be the boss. Someone wants to be the leader. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and God flows through him in us. And when we're obedient, and when we submit ourselves to God, and say, yes, God, I want to do this. Little Ananias, praying, and it said that Jesus appeared to him and said, you know, go and heal this guy. But Lord, you know, he had his questions, he had his doubts, but he obeyed. And his name's recorded there in the scriptures, right? He brought deliverance. He brought healing to the Apostle Paul. God gave the greatest revelation to the church. There is an obedience to the faith, guys. It's an obedience to doing what God shows you to do. And to be a blessing and to encourage one another. Let's provoke one another unto love and to good works. Let's excite one another. Let's keep in there. And if you're going through challenges, it's only temporary. It's only temporary. Just keep your eyes focused on God. And don't let people talk you out of what God's working in your heart. Don't get distracted, because there'll always be something, another thing, to distract you from what God wants you to do. Stay focused. Even if it's your wife or your husband, distraction, you just take your stand and God will sort them out. Believe me, because God always sorts me out with Kim. Are you joking? Anyway, so that's what I wanted to share. A little bit serious, but that's what was working in my heart. And it's really take heed to what was shared, because God, you know, it's to your edification and your blessing and your comfort when we do the things that God's showing. And this is what God is speaking. And the love is doing. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments, right? Love is doing the will of God from the heart, with no agendas, with no self in it, but from an obedience. We're doing what God says. So God sets the pace. Joshua didn't decide that he was going to go into the promised land. He didn't decide that he was going to be strong and that he was going to move. God initiated the encouragement to Joshua, showed him what to do, showed him what was required for him to do to rise up and move. And if he'd done what God was showing him, then he would certainly do what God said he was going to do. And we know that Joshua believed him at that time, right? So it's very simple. The word's very practical. You know, it's common sense, spiritual sense. So anyway, God bless you guys. Have a great week.